From St. Albert, from the Arden Theater, which if you run the words together spells Ardent Heater, which totally sounds awesome, like it's an action movie, you know? Something you'd say right after an explosion, right? And then the cops would come up and they'd be like, Jonathan, you're the coolest! And I'm like, hey, somebody's gotta get their hands dirty, right? And then Angelina Jolie comes up, she's like, Jonathan, I can't help it, I've fallen in love with you! And I'm like, shh, Angie, let's talk about it later on my yacht! And I'm like, that's right, baby, Ardent Heater! It's the Irrelevant Show.
Hey, I'm calling for a pizza. Do you want meat or extra meat?
Both?
Ugh, no reception. I'm so sick of my BlackBerry. What a hunk of junk.
Yeah, relax. I'll use my iPhone. Oh, crap, it's frozen. This is the worst.
Our phones stink.
Yeah.
Are you fed up with your smartphone? Finding it's just not up to snuff?
Yeah!
Well, no more. Introducing the world's newest smartphone, the CyberDisc from Tennessee Instruments.
Sounds cool.
Tell me more.
Using our proprietary technology, our design team has created a phone that will make communication faster, easier, and clearer.
Easier how?
The CyberDisc is the world's first smartphone to offer hands-free texting.
Hold up. Did you say hands-free texting?
That's right. With our patented voice-to-text vocal decoding technology, you simply call the number of your recipient and speak into the mouthpiece. The CyberDisc will analyze your vocal patterns and convert them into text.
Wait, are you kidding me? It turns sound into text?
And that's only half of it. The recipient's phone will then take that text, analyze it with our voice reconfiguration software, and then translate that text into sound. Our software is so accurate, it will perfectly mimic your own voice.
Wait, I can't believe it!
Don't believe it? Here, try it for yourself. Here's a CyberDisc for each of you. Just talk into the text voice interface here.
Hello?
Dude, you just sent me a text hello, but it sounded just like your voice!
Just like the real thing, right? Thanks to our patented VTTT-VMRT, voice-to-text-to-voice modulation reconfiguration technology. How cool is that?
Super cool.
Wait a minute. What about battery life? I bet it eats through batteries.
You'll never charge another battery again.
What?
CyberDisc from Tennessee Instruments has new connective technology that ensures your CyberDisc unit is always powered up. Your batteries will never die, and you'll never lose your phone again.
That is awesome!
The CyberDisc uses what we call an e-cord to physically attach the smartphone to your wall. See? You won't have to worry about leaving that iPhone on the bus ever again.
Hey, what's that wheel?
That's the CyberDisc. It uses spring-action wheel-based technology in its dialing terminus. No more fumbling around on that touchscreen. Try it!
Whoa! Forget about two thumbs. I can do that using one finger.
That's right!
Yeah, okay, sure, but how's the web browser?
Excellent. This big yellow book never crashes.
Never?
Yeah, it sounds too good to be true. Easy on the thumbs, never crashes, translate voice to text to voice, battery never dies, and I can never lose it?
CyberDisc, you've solved all my problems.
Welcome to the future of smartphones.
And now, Coach Carlson explains things.
All right, gentlemen. I'm Coach Carlson, head football coach of the football team, obviously. 5-0. All right, I recognize some of you here. Jason, how's the arm? Good, good, good. Keep it up with that ice there. Okay. Now, your sex ed teacher, Miss Kenilworth, is sick today with a upper body injury, so I'm filling in for her here. Oh, God. Whew. Okay. She wanted me to talk about, let's see now here. Take a look at this paper. Oh, how do we know if you're in love? Oh, boy. Yikes. Okay, all right, now. All right, I got this. Okay, everybody, take a knee. Who here has seen Cool Runnings, huh? The movie? John Candy? Oh. None of you? Just the seals out in the hallway? Okay, let's try this. You know when you part your hair and you hope that someone notices? No? No? All right, maybe this. You know when you're dribbling a basketball, right? And you're pushing it away, but it keeps coming back, you know? You know, unless the ball has its own deal, like it's flat or it's not meant to bounce, or it's modeled its idea of bouncing after its parents' ill-fated attempts to make it work in the suburbs of Ottawa. Really? No one's seen Cool Runnings? Jamaicans who bobsled, it's really the perfect... Never mind. Okay, love... Love can make you feel good, you know, like climbing the rope in gym, hey? But it can make you feel bad, like coming down that rope too quick in nylon shorts. All right? We good? All right, we got 48 minutes left. All right, let's play murder ball. All right, Jason, Rick, captains, choose up sides.
This has been Coach Carlson explains how to tell if you're in love.
Hi, what can I get for you?
Could I get a hot dog?
Oh, sure, that'll be $6. And here you go.
So why are you giving me a pager?
Well, people tend to wander off after a few hours.
A few hours? How long is this gonna take?
My guess is 2 days.
Come on, a hot dog doesn't take 2 days.
Sir, this is a slow food truck. We do everything from scratch organically and ethically.
But 2 days for a hot dog?
Well, normally it only takes 3 hours, but we just ran out of wieners and we source our pork from a good life sacrifice house. That means before we take the little porker's life, we treat him like a king. Whatever Piggy wants, Piggy gets. And at the end of the day, we sing to him and politely ask him to look into the sunset, and he never sees those bullets coming. It's the best day of that little Piggy's life, except for the end.
Wow.
We also believe in justice for all sentient beings, so we only kill animals that are evil. Some of those trials go on for quite a while. The jury selection alone can last days. Then there's the usual appeals on the death sentence. Oh, it can really drag on.
And then you eat them?
Of course. Just because they're evil doesn't mean they're not tasty.
Okay, fine. I'll take one.
Cool.
And when it's finally ready, I'd like it with sauerkraut.
Oh, sure. But the kraut will add about a week. You know the saying, you can't rush a fermenting cabbage.
Sure, yeah, everyone knows you can't rush a fermenting cabbage. So I'll just have it straight up with a Coke.
Oh, our cola nuts are harvested in a humane manner. We walk up to them and explain...
Okay, that's great. So I'll order now, and in...
2 days, maximum. A week if we have trouble finding an evil pig.
Right. So I'll keep an eye on my pager.
Enjoy this time, brother. The slow food movement teaches you to slow down and respect life. Everything is rush, rush, rush. And we want to get people to a place where they can breathe, appreciate what's happening right here, right now, you know?
Wow. That's quite...
Excuse me. Hey, Casey, you paged me?
Yep. Got your hot dogs right here, Deborah. Enjoy.
Oh.
Thanks, bye.
Whoa. She scarfed those down like she was starving.
Yeah. Did you notice she ordered 3? 2 were for her brother, Darcy.
Well, where's her brother?
Darcy didn't make it. He passed a couple of days ago.
He died?
Yeah. He was just one of those people. I need my food this week. I think there's a great lesson for all of us. Slow down.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from the beautiful Arden Theatre in St. Albert, Alberta. For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either sketches or whole episodes, just go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And if you have a comment about the show, drop us a line. Our email address is irrelevant@cbc.ca. Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by Air Quotes. Air Quotes. Proud to be associated with such a quality evening of comedy. And now, please welcome this week's musical guests, Kieran Martin Murphy and Jan Randall.
Has the greatest hair on Canadian TV. The one the ladies love and the men all want to be. He has a dazzling smile and his skin's a healthy 10. You want interviews with stars, then you found your man. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. Forehead shiny as a toonie. One look and the girls get all swoony. Smiling Ben, Ben Mulrooney. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. At the Oscars chatting with George Clooney. His snazzy jackets make him look tycoony. Smilin' Ben, Ben Mulrooney. A simple PM son, Ben grew up in Ottawa. History degree from Duke, at Laval he studied law. He got on the TV, how that happened ain't too clear. He tells every kid on Idol that they'll have a career. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. His childhood was fairly silver spoony. His skin won't ever get too pruny. He's aging well, he's Ben Mulrooney. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. His hair's Vidal Sassoony. They love him in the burbs and in the boonies. Smiling Ben, Ben Mulrooney. I'm excited to find out what the future holds for Ben. I sure hope they bring back Canadian Idol again. Till Lenny's hosting, he talk, chatting up his famous friends. And good morning, America, on some weekends. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulroney, he seems genuine, not phony. He's charming morning, night, and noony. Smiling Ben, Ben Mulrooney. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. His voice a deep contrabassoony. His eyes never sag or get raccoony. He's smiling Ben, Ben Mulrooney. Next, it can't be too soon. I hope he comes to visit Saskatoon. I'd love to buy him drinks at the saloon. If he shakes my hand, I'll be over the moon. He's smiling Ben, Ben Mulrooney.
And now, Coach Carlson explains another thing.
All right, all right, all right. Quit nursing around here. Miss Kenilworth is still out, so it's me again. So, what's on the lesson for today? Oh, boy. Okay. STDs. Oh, come on. You kidding me here? Okay, STDs or STIs now, I guess. What the hell is it, you know? All right, well... Great, okay. I got this. Okay, yeah, okay, all right. No, no, that's fair enough, okay. Milton, yeah, Milton, stand up. Okay, take this ball and hold it in your hands there, okay? Yeah, Charlie, you go over there. Now, Milton, you're gonna throw the ball at Charlie, and Charlie, you're gonna catch the ball and then have it forever. STIs, any questions? We're good? All right, basketball. Jason, Rick, you're the captains. Choose up teams. Oh, not you, Charlie. You got some phone calls to make.
This has been Coach Carlson Explains STIs.
Excuse me, do you know if this bus goes to the Winners downtown?
Winners? You're going to Winners? My God, that's two transfers from here.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
Oh, you've done this before, right? Yeah, tell me you've done this before.
I usually drive.
Oh, my God, you're going to be eaten alive out there. Well, this is your lucky day, kid. I'm going to take you under my wing. Here, come over here. Yeah, get under my wing. There you go. Okay, here comes our bus. Look at me now. You want to go to Winners? Do you want to go to Winners?
Yes.
All right, the only way this is going to work is if you do exactly what I say and you don't ask any questions, okay?
Fine.
All right. All right, where's your crowbar? What, you don't have a crowbar? All right, here's an extra. Now, that's yours to keep. You got a shank?
A shank?
Yeah, something small and pokey. You know, you're going to need something to defend yourself if need be. And trust me, kid, need will be.
I have my laminated business card. It's sort of pokey.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Now keep it somewhere you can access it at any time.
What's the fare?
You need to get it in your head right now that on this transit there is no fare. Nothing about what's going to happen here is going to be fair, okay? But if you're talking about the money, it's $3 and you just put it in the thing up there in the front, that box thing. All right, here comes the bus. Start sprinting. All right, pick your window, smash it, and climb in. Oh, good, good. I like the way you used that guy to break your fall. Good instincts.
Hey.
All right, our stop is coming up. Kick the door open. All right, on my count, we're going to hug, jump, and scab. All right? That means we're going to hug each other, jump to the streetcar, get hurt, but then heal up and scab over, okay? Well, we jump on scab. Ready? Hug, jump, scab.
Hey, we made it. Wow. It's actually kind of nice on this streetcar. Spacious.
Yeah, for now. What time is it?
3 o'clock.
Oh, my God. Teenagers at the next stop. They just got out of school. All right, he's going to open the doors and there's going to be teenagers everywhere. Don't look at them. They're going to say some hurtful things about your jeans and your stupid glasses. And I need you to stay strong, okay?
What's wrong with my jeans and glasses?
Nothing is wrong with them, okay? And you remember that. You're a very cool, neat guy. You are a winner. And that's why you're shopping there. All right. Here they come.
Hey, nice jeans. What's the wash on those? Uncool?
Ow, my feelings.
Look at this loser. He has an iPhone.
What's wrong with iPhones?
Don't talk to them.
There's so many of them. I can't take this. This is terrible.
Stay strong. All right, here we go.
Oh, no. Look who's getting on. Let's get out of here, guys.
What's going on? Where are the teenagers going?
Oh, worst case scenario. It's a mother with a stroller. We need to leave now.
Really? Why?
If this was a game of chess, she would be the queen. She rules the board. She can move anywhere she wants. She can move diagonally.
She's coming right at us.
Oh, here looks good. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, boys. Can I get in there, please? Let me just squeeze in there. Yeah, thanks. Put this thing in park. Good.
No! I'm stuck.
She blocked the aisle.
Oh, and your stop is coming.
You gotta come with me.
It's too late for me. You gotta do the last transfer on your own, kid. You can do this.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. And when you get the winners, you buy a discontinued French press and an ill-fitted sweater that makes you look pear-shaped. Promise me. Now get off, run down those stairs. The train will be to the right. It will take you to winners.
What do I do?
Whatever it takes. Get off now. Wait, kid. You forgot your crowbar. Godspeed. Godspeed!
The last train leaves, like, right now.
Oh, no. There's no time. That train, it's full of teenagers and mothers with strollers. How am I supposed to get on?
Whatever it takes.
My pocket. Of course!
Nice glasses. Ow! What is that? A laminated business card? Ow! Ow! It's Pokey!
Excuse me. Ow!
He's got a laminated business card. Everybody move!
I did it!
The next stop is Winners.
I did it.
First time taking transit?
Yeah. It's awful.
You think it's bad here? You should see it in my city.
Brought to you by the public transit in your city, wherever you live. Your city has the absolute worst transit, right?
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Marianne Copathorne,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Werken.
Live music by Jan Randall and Kieran Martin Murphy. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by James Hartman, Peter Brown, Chris Wilson, and Sam Mullins. And head writer, Neil Gron. The show is recorded and edited by Corey Haverstock. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta.
Hi, radio listeners. For free podcasts of our episodes or sketches, just go to iTunes or cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. In a few days, you'll be able to download this song from next week's episode. This is the Bea Arthurs singing about how everything is way more awesome than it used to be.
Think about a world before computers, when we had to actually try and use our brains. Now click a mouse and everything is easy, and all of our music and movies are free, yeah. Our food don't come from stupid farms, we create and modify it in our lab. Global warming's the best by far, last winter I never once plugged in my car. So don't you tell me it was better back in your day. Cause we get everything we want and we get it right away. Yeah, it's a great world.
Hear that whole song from the Bea Arthurs and more next week on The Irrelevant Show.